We're concerned that the developing policy review, which is about to come to a conclusion about U.S. policy to Sudan, has come to consensus around a set of very fine points, which basically involve the importance of having a balanced approach of sticks and carrots, pressures and incentives, but is not addressing the deeper issue of what the diplomatic strategy actually is, both in the South and in Darfur. Our feeling is right now that the approach that the American government has taken through its special envoy is one that is deeply flawed and that will potentially lead to further war, both in Darfur and a resumption of war in southern Sudan.
How is it fundamentally flawed?
On the Darfur side, what we have is the equivalent of a diplomatic bridge to nowhere. The administration is furiously working to build different components of the process, but there is no end game. There is no proposal at the end of the rainbow that says these are the issues that the Darfuri people believe are fundamental to peace and therefore something to rally around, something to drive the attention and effort of the parties to the conflict towards, rather than the bickering and internal divisions that occur, particularly in the Darfurian rebel side. So we need to have an all-points bulletin effort to try to get support and focus on an end game, a peace proposal, a plan that can bring people to the table, rendering the militias that don't want to be part of it irrelevant, because the people themselves will say, no, we need that. That's what we want. We want peace. That's what happened in the South. Once finally the Americans pushed a peace plan forward, the people South realized, oh, we can actually have peace. So they drove their leaders into the process and finally got the peace agreement to the credit of the United States government. We need to do the same in Darfur.
You raise concerns about the National Congress Party. Why so?
Well, this party has ruled Sudan now for 20 years. I mean, it has used these ethnic-based militias now for two decades to undermine peace and stability in Sudan. We know the Janjaweed. Maybe people remember the slave raiding of the 1980s and early 1990s, mid-1990s. That was the policy of arming ethnic militias that were slave raiding in southern Sudan. Most of the internal divisions in the South were promoted by arming militias. This is what this government does. So we're very concerned that they're resuming this policy again in southern Sudan in advance of the elections and the referendum for southern self-determination, and thus will drive the South back to war. And if that is not checked, if that is not countered very assiduously, then it guarantees a return to national war.
Now, as you know, General Gratian, the U.S. Special Envoy to Sudan, is there now. What would you like to see him do?
He's working really hard. The problem is the strategy is flawed. What the strategy we'd like to see, again, there's a distinction between the South and Darfur because they need to work on tracks, but they require a little different approach. In the South, there needs to be clear consequences for either party, whether it's the National Congress Party that rules the country or the SPLM that is in charge of southern Sudan. Both parties need to have experienced consequences for any effort they undertake to undermine peace, to obstruct the implementation of that peace agreement we talked about a minute ago that ended the North-South War. What we have now is this endless discussion and renegotiation of particular points. That needs to stop. We need to say, no, when there are violations, significant violations, and when the use of these militias is undermining peace, there needs to be consequences. In Darfur, a little different, there needs to be the construction of a peace proposal and then the building of leverage behind that peace proposal that allows the incentives and pressures that the Obama administration is about to authorize to be used for a positive end, to be used for a meaningful end. So it's really building a peace process in Darfur that works and building consequences for those that obstruct peace in the South. Those are the two biggest elements that we'd like to see pursued shortly.